Welcome to Product Hunt Daily, a Brie podcast. I'm Mia.
And I'm Milo. Today we're looking at what's new on Product Hunt. Google dropped a fresh Gemini Flash family, a runtime authorization tool for AI agents called Castra, just launched. And there are three new tools for AI coding agents hitting the platform. Plus, we've got UltraPod turning old iPhones into music-first dumb phones, an ACI Me bot that interviews you before writing your SEO articles. Let's get into it.
Google just dropped the Gemini 3.6 Flash family, and it's three models with a clear focus: building AI agents at scale. The lineup includes Gemini 3.6 Flash, 3.5 Flash Lite, and 3.5 Flash Cyber.
The announcement frames these around efficiency, latency, and reliability, the things you need when you're spinning up agents that have to act in production. But the Cyber model is the one that raised immediate questions from the community.
Right. One developer pointed out that 3.5 Flash Cyber is gated to governments and trusted partners for now, and asked whether wider access is on the roadmap or if it'll stay permanently limited because of dual use risk.
And there's no public answer on that yet. The gate is real, and the reasoning is exactly what you'd expect for a model with that name. Separately, another question came up about how Gemini 3.6 Flash handles high-level coding tasks compared to the older 3.5 Flash models.
Specifically, edits, fixes, and code reviews, the kind of multi-step reasoning work that separates flashy demos from actual daily use. That comparison is going to matter a lot for developers deciding whether to switch.
So, while Google's launching models to power agents, two teams on Product Hunt are tackling the governance and identity problems that come with putting agents in production. Let's start with Castra.
Castra is a runtime authorization layer built by Carlos and Fernando. It sits between an agent and the actions it wants to take and says yes or no before anything executes, enforcing policies with sub-1 millisecond latency.
The problem they saw is that agents get deployed with credentials and access, but nothing structural stops them from running whatever action they decide to take. That's scary in production.
Castra governs agents and policies across Claude Code, Cursor, Codex, OpenClaw, the Anthropic SDK, and the OpenAI SDK, all from a single control plane. It specifically prevents unauthorized tool use, prompt injection, and exposure of sensitive data before those become incidents.
It's the enforcement point. And then there's MonoCloud for startups, built by Shivangi and founder Vishal, which takes identity a step further. They call it one identity layer for customers, APIs, and agents that goes past login into authorization and accountability.
So it decides what every user, service, and AI agent can access, proves what it did, and can revoke access in an instant. The platform combines fine-grained CEDAR authorization, passkeys and SSO, API protection, machine-to-machine access, and MTLS with certificate-bound trust.
Their observation is sharp. Auth never ends at login. Customers demand SSO. Services need machine-to-machine keys. RBAC roles fall short. And now AI agents act on behalf of users without defined boundaries. Startups get the full platform free for 1 year.
Three more tools for AI coding agents launched today, starting with Remote OpenClaw, an open directory of more than 13,000 MCP servers, agent skills, plugins, and workflows.
It works across Claude Code, Codex, OpenClaw, and Hermes. The idea is you search by client or use case, grab an install command, and you're working in seconds. No login required. Free to browse.
The maker said the whole problem was hunting across GitHub, NPM, and scattered documentation. This collapses that into one searchable directory.
It acted all rightly. Think. Next, Agent Manager. This is a native macOS app from a solo developer in Japan, and it solves a very specific frustration with running parallel Claude Code sessions.
You get a floating window that shows every session's state. The moment a session needs input, it surfaces to the top. When all is clear, it hides. Click a row and it jumps you straight to the right terminal, whether that's an iTerm 2 pane, a terminal tab, or a VS Code or cursor window.
It uses cat meow alerts, it's notarized, and there's a 7-day free trial. And finally, Accor takes a different approach. The team, including Hina, built it so developers can fine-tune and deploy open-weight models without writing Python training code or setting up GPUs.
The workflow is, you tell Claude Code or Codex what the model is for, the agents prepare datasets and create the training project, and then you click Run Training in the local studio. It deploys the trained model as an OpenAI-compatible API.
They describe it as Next.js and Vercel for fine-tuning. You get reviewable code and managed infrastructure. No 1,050 expertise required.
So, the first thing I want to talk about is UltraPod. This is an interesting one. It turns an old iPhone into what they're calling a music-first dumb phone.
Right. And the idea is you keep Apple Music, HealthKit workouts, reading, the camera, a few local tools. But it strips away social feeds and engagement loops.
Exactly. The maker describes it as a digital detox companion. It's meant to sit in that middle ground between a full smartphone and a separate dumb phone.
And on the dumb phone side, there's another one called Light Flip. This brings the light phone experience into a flip phone form factor.
Yeah, and they say this is responding to demand from users who find current flip phones poorly made, slow, or preloaded with addictive apps.
Which makes sense. If you want a simple phone, you don't want it to be slow or filled with stuff you're trying to get away from.
There's an interesting question that came up in the community too. People are asking what features make the cut beyond calls and texts. Specifically, whether turn-by-turn navigation is included.
That's a good question. Navigation is one of those things that feels essential once you've had it, but it's not a given on these minimalist devices.
Staying in the focus space, let's shift to Grindoro. This is a Pomodoro focus app, but with a coffee theme.
I love that. So, what's the coffee connection?
It starts synchronized sessions at the top of the hour or the 30-minute mark, so users feel like they're focusing alongside others.
Oh, so there's a social element to it, even though you're working alone.
Right. You get light, medium, and dark roast focus modes. Task and goal building, daily coffee energy management.
And it sounds like there's a gamification layer too. XP, booster rewards?
Yeah, and weekly cafes collected in a focus passport. So you're building up this record of where and when you focused.
Now let's move to a different kind of tool. ACMEBot turns your expertise into SEO articles by interviewing you first through your phone.
The founder here has an interesting background. They left Google as a search infrastructure engineer to build AI products as an indie maker.
Their observation is that hiring content teams or freelancers is too expensive for most small and medium-sized companies.
So the AI handles keyword research, illustrations, references, internal linking, and publishing cadence. And it's all aimed at satisfying Google's EAAT requirements.
EAT being expertise, experience, authoritativeness, and trustworthiness. That's what Google looks for in content.
Exactly. And the approach of interviewing you first is clever because it grounds the articles in your actual expertise rather than just generating generic fluff.
Another tool in this space is Migma AI. This one creates full email marketing campaigns before you ask.
According to its makers, it understands business goals and events, plans the campaign, builds the complete sequence, and personalizes and localizes across audiences and languages.
It also renders consistently across inboxes and learns what drives revenue. That rendering part is actually a big deal.
Yeah, the team claims that ChatGPT and Claude emails often break in real inboxes because they don't understand compatibility, accessibility, or compliance the way email requires.
That's a specific critique. They're saying general-purpose AI doesn't get the constraints of email rendering.
Now, Buzzy is described as the first truly agentic, infinite canvas for video creation.
That's a lot of words. What does it actually do?
It supports building mood boards, precise video editing like Photoshop, but in one workspace, controlling lighting and camera angles, and keeping unlimited subjects consistent.
So it's not just generating short clips. The maker says AI videos are moving into real production pipeline.
Right. They're targeting 20-minute blockbuster films and studio-quality ads instead of short GIFs. That's a different ambition level entirely.
Let's wrap with Redential. This is a developer tool that scans your local Git history without exposing your code to the cloud.
The idea is it creates a portable credential that recruiters can trust more than a 105. Founder Juan explains the problem. CVs and GitHub profiles are easily faked, but lived work memory cannot be.
That's a compelling pitch. So, how does it actually work?
You run NPX Redential Scan on any repo. It scans locally, you review what gets shared, and then you can defend that credential in live interviews.
So the code never leaves your machine. You control what evidence of your work gets shown.
Exactly. And the 151 is free and open source, which matters to developers who are going to be skeptical about a tool that scans their repos.
That's a smart approach. Instead of asking recruiters to trust a 105, you're giving them a verifiable record of actual work.
And the live interview defense piece is interesting too. It's not just a badge you share. You're expected to walk someone through it.
Right, so it creates a conversation starter in the interview. You can point to real commits and real work rather than just claiming you did something.
And all of that happens without exposing proprietary code. The scan stays local, the credential is portable, and you decide what stories to tell. Humalike just released a plugin that gives Hermes agents social intelligence for group chats on Slack, Telegram, and WhatsApp. Co-founder Marty explained the core problem. Agents were answering every single message and spamming long replies that instantly gave them away as bots.
So the plugin decides when to speak, paces replies with human-like typing speed, adapts to a group's tone, and remembers who said what. It makes the agent feel like a real participant instead of a bot.
Meanwhile, Box launched something aimed squarely at builders of agentic platforms and software factories. Simple, cheap cloud computers for agents.
A single terminal command, Box New, provisions a full Ubuntu 995 with admin rights, desktop, and SSH access in around 2 seconds. The cost is 3.6 cents per hour.
The makers claim that is roughly 10 times less expensive than alternatives like E2B, Detona, and Modal. Self-served concurrency scales to 1,000 boxes, with same-day support from the founders.
There is an interesting backstory here. The founder previously worked at the European Space Agency on black hole and binary star research, where GPT-4o helped optimize code, but compute provisioning took 2 months. That experience clearly shaped the product.
And in the chat UI space, Comet Chat introduced an iOS UI kit that lets you embed an AI agent into an existing chat experience without building streaming, history, or message bubbles from scratch.
Amit from Comet Chat said customers discover that building a decent chat UI eats weeks of unplanned work. The kit provides streaming responses, suggested prompts, conversation history, and brand matching customization right out of the box.
Shifting to apps, solo developer Charlie Wood at DGR Labs built Overflight, an app that shows only the visible sky with plotted aircraft, airline, flight number, route, altitude, and a direction cue.
It is free on iPhone, iPad, and Apple TV with a pro tier for routes. And the usage pattern between devices is striking.
During beta testing, iPhone sessions averaged under a minute, while Apple TV sessions averaged around 30 minutes. People are using it as an always-on ambient display on the big screen.
That makes sense. You glance at your phone to check a flight overhead, but on Apple TV, it just becomes part of the room.
And Trovio for Brands, from co-founder Andrew, is taking a different approach to influencer marketing. Instead of matching brands to obvious categories, the dashboard finds small trusted communities and matches influencers to a brand's actual customers.
It handles briefs and terms and provides analytics and conversion tracking. The idea is that a recommendation from someone inside a tight-knit community carries a lot more weight than a broad influencer campaign.
That covers the latest from the Product Hunt front. Over to what is coming next. That is the show for today. Let's quickly pull it together.
Google introduced the Gemini 3.6 Flash family, with 3.6 Flash, 3.5 Flash Lite, and 3.5 Flash Cyber all landing at once.
Kastra came through as a runtime authorization layer for AI agents. It decides what an agent can and cannot do before the action actually executes.
Three new tools for AI coding agents hit Product Hunt. Remote OpenClaw is an open directory of more than something, and there are two more alongside it.
UltraPod turns an old iPhone into a music-first dumb phone. You keep Apple Music, HealthKit workouts, reading, camera, and nothing else pulling at your attention.
A CMEWAT turns your expertise into SEO articles by interviewing you first through your phone. The founder left Google as part of that story.
Redential scans local Git history without exposing your code, creating a portable credential that recruiters can verify.
Humalike released a plugin that gives Hermes agents social intelligence for group chats across Slack, Telegram, and WhatsApp.
And Charlie Wood, the solo developer behind DGR Labs, created Overflight. It shows only the visible sky with plotted aircraft.
That is the full rundown. We will be back tomorrow with more. See you then.